So first of all, just to note, joint ventures are something that kind of come and go in vogue, depending on the industry that you're working in and on the availability of capital, among other things, and in those industries. I tend to do my work in the upstream and midstream sectors of the oil and gas business, and joint ventures are very much in vogue right now for a number of different reasons. So what is a joint venture? Well, a joint venture is one or more companies coming together to do something. Sometimes, for example, I do a lot of deals where you have a midstream company, a pipeline company, and an upstream company, an oil and gas producer, that are coming together and putting together a joint venture in some way. Or a lot of times you will see, when capital is not available in the midstream business, you'll see joint ventures between two midstream companies that'll decide, hey, you wanted to build this pipeline in this area, and I wanted to build this pipeline in this area. Let's, instead of having two competing pipelines, let's together build, you know, one larger pipeline and satisfy the market. Or sometimes when capital is really not available, you'll see for example, a pipeline company that'll say, hey, I need to build a gathering system in this area, and but I can't get the capital to build it, and private equity fund X will come in and say, hey, I'd love to help you finance this, but I want to put my money at the asset level. I don't want to put my money at the company level. I want to put my money and get my return at the asset level itself. And so they'll often structure a joint venture between a private equity fund and a public company or a private company in that way. So I'll note that it has M&A components to a joint venture, right? You'll have, to the extent assets are going in, someone is making an investment into an asset or into a project. So they'll want representations and warranties and often indemnities and things like that.